This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Vic Chaudhry. Vic is the co-founder and CTO at Buzz Solutions. Vic, welcome to the show.
JP, nice to be here. Excited to be part of the session.
So Vic, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology, from where you got started, to some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the co-founder and CTO at Buzz Solutions?
So I'm Vic Chaudhry, co-founder and CTO at Buzz Solutions. And prior to Buzz Solutions, I was leading machine learning, AI, data science teams at Cisco Systems for a few years, where we were productizing a lot of AI and ML data science projects for that organization. So gained a lot of experience over there. And then I got back to my energy roots. I've studied power systems, power engineering, energy engineering, and then got back to to those roots. And I wanted to apply data science and ML, those kind of technologies for that specific domain, specifically use cases like smart grid technologies, demand response, DERs. I had my education at Stanford University, and using all these kind of technologies and experience, I wanted to apply with my co-founder. We started Buzz Solutions in 2017. So we wanted to apply these innovative technologies, cutting edge technologies at that time to the power sector, where we stumbled upon really big need and a problem that we wanted to find solutions. But my personal background is mostly on the technology side, power systems, power industry, and data science ML.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And your background certainly does translate very nicely into what you're doing now with Buzz Solutions. So you touched on it a little bit, but tell us all about Buzz Solutions, who you are, what you do, mission of the business, what problem you're solving for the industry.
So we launched Buzz Solutions in 2017, me and my co-founder, Caitlin, and we have been in business for almost 7 years now. Basically, what we found as a problem in the power sector was around inspection and monitoring of power grid infrastructure. So think of power lines, highly energized, low voltage city lines, anything in between like substations. We found this problem that utilities at that time were collecting a lot of data around their inspection plans. They were flying their helicopters and a lot of drones as well for inspecting this critical infrastructure. So they were collecting a lot of visual data. We're talking about millions of visual data points annually by one utility. And then there's so many utilities across the nation. But the problem that they were facing was that there was such a time delay for maintenance of defects on the electrical equipment that there was a lot of time lag. And because of that, the power lines were going down. There were blackouts happening, power outages. And in extreme conditions, we've seen in the past wildfires that have sparked due to failed grid infrastructure. So we wanted to build a solution. We wanted to deploy a solution and technology that can take that long process of manually analyzing these millions of data points and make it much more efficient, much more cost effective, much more time effective so that the right people can get out in the field faster, the maintenance and do maintenance, repair, replacement of the components before they go bad or go defective. And that's where we introduced our technology, which is primarily based on computer vision, machine vision. I deployed the software platform, which we call Power AI for our clients, which are primarily power companies, power utilities, and started to see a lot of traction and a lot of impact from these kind of solutions for them.
Thank you for that. So talk to us about that. You mentioned Power AI and computer vision. As the chief technology officer, you're overseeing the entire build. Walk us through those elements. Talk to us about what you're building, how it will work for your customers, and how it's different to what they've been using historically.
Yeah, historically, they had a very manual process, and it's a very mundane process. They would have inspectors, linemen, field technicians sitting in front of computer screens and shuffling through images. And since more inspections and monitoring started to happen because there were a lot of problems happening on the power lines and power grid infrastructure, because of regulations, they had to inspect more. So more data they were getting inundated with more data. So they were not being able to get in the field and their job, which is maintaining the infrastructure, doing repair replacement in a timely manner. So that lag time was causing a lot of problems. And this mundane task of just going through the data manually was very very stressful for them, but also leading to a lot of problems. And that's where we wanted to plug in, apply some automation over there. So we tested out we wanted to deploy computer vision, machine vision models. So we tested out initial models. We worked with initial data sets from utilities in our early years. And over the years, we've gathered tons of utility data, which is, again, very much critical infrastructure data. So none of it is in public domain. So we had to work with our utility partners, some of the other industry partners as well, to gain access to those data sets, gain subject matter expertise on what is defective component versus what is not. So over the years, we gained that knowledge. And using that knowledge, we were able to train these very proprietary models that we built in-house, which are, again, the backbone is on computer vision, machine vision. And we were able to deploy these models at scale and in production. And in recent times, you've seen with great penetration and adoption of generative AI and synthetic data, we're using innovative Gen AI use cases as well to our advantage. So we're seeing a lot of cutting-edge technologies being deployed to an industry that has been antiquated in the past and that has seen a lot of successes with our clients that we're working in.
Staying on the topic of Gen AI, which is obviously a very hot topic right now, a lot of companies who are in the area of LLMs and computer vision see Gen AI as being pivotal to their success. Obviously, the space you're in using this technology for this industry is relatively new. What possibilities or what areas do you see Gen AI being able to accelerate your product or new product development? How is this going to impact the industry that you're trying to tackle and disrupt?
We started experimenting with Gen AI algorithms early part of last year and in 2020, a little bit on in 2022, when the whole hype was around Gen AI and these great models were coming out, great different architectural processes, systems were coming out. But the kind of data, I'll give you a little bit of background, the kind of data we deal with is around power lines. If there's so many variabilities in how the electrical components can go defective, and there can be so many anomalies and so many variables affecting that. So when utilities or clients are capturing data in the field, there is so many degrees of freedom. What is the camera resolution of the drone? What is the angle of capture? What is the distance? And then added to that is the variability in, okay, how much corrosion or rust is on the pole versus how much vegetation is encroaching on the line. So that adds a lot of variability in the data. And we had to make the models converge for that. And there's add to that is our edge cases. Let's say there's a fire on a transformer starts smoking up. And there's not a lot of training data available for that. Obviously, we cannot set up an electrical component on fire and then generate training data for it. So we started using innovative techniques on how we can use Gen AI and even synthetic data to that for that use case. How we can use, one of them is generate smoke and use Gen AI for that, and then build a training data set for usually edge cases. But these edge cases are really critical cases also, fire, smoke from electrical components. So use some of those methodologies and then build models on top of that. Obviously, I cannot go very deep or detailed in this, and we're doing a lot of R&D in this space as well. But on a high level, we are using Gen AI to enhance our data models and then also to enhance our anomaly detection, defect detection models in the long run.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
I want to spend a little bit of time now talking about the team that you've built, the backgrounds of those individuals that you brought in to build this product. Can you walk us through what the journey has been like from when you first launched the business to how you got to where you are today? Focusing on the team, the backgrounds of the individuals, the number of people who joined, and what positions you needed to hire for to get Buzz Solutions to where it is today.
We've come a long way since 2017, hiring the right people, building the right team. We're currently 20 people and hiring for more. We just also closed a recent round of funding that we publicly announced in the last few days. But in terms of just the team, when we started off, we were a few individuals trying to build innovative solutions. Obviously, machine learning, AI models was at its core. Technology, computer vision was its core. But we worked initially with initial years, we did a lot of bootstrapping. We won a grant for innovative technologies in the energy space and climate tech that helped us get those initial engineering resources to build first versions of the products, first versions of the models. We use some of the data that we had gathered with clients and potential partners at that time in the energy space. And then over time, a lot of emphasis has gone on building the product the right way. So we spent a lot of last few years building the right engineering team, building the right product team. And us as an organization, we focused heavily on building the right product and delivering the quality of product because we wanted these models to be highly accurate. And that is one of the, another differentiation for ourselves is our models are very accurate. We have shown tremendous success stories with clients like New York Power Authority, with Southern California Edison, some of the few that we can publicly name that are using our products, our models, currently and scaling them. But all of that has been possible because of the stellar team that we put in place. We have a lot of individuals and team members that are working on innovative computer vision technologies, productizing computer vision models. So we have a whole computer vision machine learning team. Then we have a machine learning operations team that puts all these innovative models, all these proprietary models in production and scale them and monitor them. We have a backend infrastructure team that helps optimize our infrastructure and help deploy solutions at scale on the infrastructure, which is the foundation of our solutions. And then we have a platforms team. Since we have a software platform that is integrated with our AI models and our different capabilities that our customers use, our platforms team works on deploying front and back end solutions on the platform. So we have a pretty comprehensive engineering team. And then in terms of product and project, we have a project management team as well that takes in requests, that runs projects with customers, help them scale. And then we also have our sales and business teams that are coming from a rich background in utility space, companies like Oracle Utilities, like Esri, which is a massive industry, a leader in the utility space. So sales and business folks coming from that and selling our products that we have built. On the engineering side, we have PhDs and that have worked at companies like PG&E, building models for massive utility like PG&E. We have individuals coming from a lot of big tech as well that are building these innovative models applied to the utility sector.
Staying on the topic of people and growth, you referenced there of the build and the journey and the recent announcement of funding. So I want to think about what's next. So let's talk about what's next. So when you look at the immediate roadmap, particularly the next 1 to 2 years, what are you excited about? What are you hoping to accomplish? Where are you expecting the business to grow to? And how will that then translate to additional resources and headcount that's required to help you get there?
So this is really an exciting time for us. And I did mention a little bit on the accuracy, but our products are being deployed for various customers across the nation and globally as well. In United States, in North America in general, we are working with multiple different clients. I named a few: New York Power Authority, Southern California Edison, and we are adding more logos to our portfolio now, and which we would be able to publicly announce in the next few months. But we also have a lot of interest coming from global utilities. So we started doing a lot of work in the Caribbean, where they have a lot of storms and hurricanes that damage power lines. So they came to us inbound interest, and they wanted to use our solutions to help them monitor, inspect, and maintain their infrastructure. We're getting interest from South American utilities as well, utilities in Southeast Asia, which is a great thing because, as you know, you can see a lot of utilities worldwide, they look at the United States and what innovative technologies they are deploying for their utilities, given that the power grid was first invented in North America. The global utilities have basically a plan that they can follow, that United States is following. So we're seeing a lot of traction because of that from global utilities, which have a much bigger problem of electrification and maintaining the grid as well, given climatic effects. So in terms of the business and sales, we have really focused on scaling for as many clients as are coming to us inbound and we have in our pipeline, but also deploying our solutions to multiple clients across different countries and helping with their problems. And to support that, we want to build the best team forward. So the reason why we raised this round of funding is to scale the team even more. So we are hiring for experienced computer vision engineers that want to work on really innovative models applied to real world problems that impact society. Especially infrastructure is a big one, that and grid infrastructure is actually the backbone of the economy. So when that fails, society suffers. So we want individuals that are passionate about applying technology to societal problems. So computer vision engineers, product managers, backend engineers, ML ops, these are some of the roles that we're hiring for.
And staying on this topic then, final question from me. You've already built a successful business with a lot of talented people who've joined you. When you're speaking to candidates about Buzz Solutions, the mission, the environment, the culture, what is it that you tell them that gets them excited enough to join you guys over some of the other great companies also trying to hire?
Definitely. I think the big one is the mission. So when we started the company, we wanted to bridge the gap between technology and the problems in the real world. So creating a venture, creating a company or a startup that is applying innovative solutions to real world problems. And at that time, when we launched, this is before the major wildfires that happened in California. So just right before that. So once that started to happen and then problems on the infrastructure started to scale a lot, and there could be many different reasons for that, climate change being one of them, and then extreme climatic conditions. And it's an amalgamation of different factors. But our mission was always to bridge the gap between technology and then the real world problems. And we wanted to apply that. And that was the core mission. And we want people that are really passionate about that, that, hey, the energy sector is one of the antiquated industries. We want to infuse technology, whether it's AI, ML, whether it's analytics, whether it's IoT, whether it's drones and other cutting edge technologies into that sector so as to bring that up at par with, let's say, technology sector where they're already deploying innovative solutions. But as you can imagine, energy sector is definitely slow moving. And there's a reason for that. They want to test out all different technologies before they deploy them at scale. Because if any technology fails, that has real society economic issues and repercussions. So they want to test out the technology to the fullest before deploying it at scale. So we have worked with utilities over the years to do that in the energy sector in general. So in terms of mission, we're looking for individuals that are really passionate about applying technology to real world problems. In this case, it's the energy sector. In terms of culture, we really foster a culture of personal growth plus professional growth as well for individuals and have an open door policy. We are fully remote, but we all are very communicative. We work together as a team. So team bonding is one of them. Communication is another big portion for our team culture. And then we always take in feedback from people in terms of ideas. We always like to listen to new ideas. And that's how the company evolved as well. Initially, both me and my co-founder, we didn't work at utilities. We gained all that information through working with utilities and getting feedback from them and then applying solutions. So we want to foster that internally as well. We're always open to new ideas, feedback, suggestions. And let's say there's 50 different ideas, at least 5 of them would stick, and they become features in our product. So always encouraging that on the culture side of things. And yeah, in terms of hiring, we have a lot of great roles that are open right now, and we're looking to grow our team. So looking for passionate, talented, and skillful individuals to join us in our committed mission to help protect the world's energy infrastructure.
Vic, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. It really was great to learn about the origin story behind Buzz Solutions, the incredible journey today, the mission as it's so crucially important, and then the most exciting of all, the upcoming growth with the recent round of funding. Lots of opportunity for people in the world of AI and data to help you on the next phase of your journey. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Buzz Solutions the very best of luck in the months and years to come. And I look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Thank you, JP. It's been a pleasure sharing the story. And thank you so much for having me. And looking forward to continued success.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.